in the midst of Chodesh Elul, and at the beginning of Elul we spoke a bit about the tremendous significance and the meaning of these wonderful days. Approaching Rosh Hashanah, the central mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah probably is Tkiyas Shofar, so today we will be discussing the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. There seems to be a very basic question, or a very basic machlokes between the Rishonim. What actually is the mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar? Is the mitzvah Tkiyah, or rather Shmiyah? The Nusach HaBrocha, the formulation of the Brocha of Shofar, seems to indicate that the mitzvah is not blowing Shofar, not actually Tkiyas Shofar, but as we say in the Brocha, Asher Kidishonu b'mitzvois v'tzivonu lishmoa koil shofar, to hear koil shofar. And the Rambam makes it very clear in many different passages that we find in the Rambam that the mitzvah is actually lishmoya koil shofar. Is there a Rambam handy up here? Rambam zmanim, if we could have one. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Chinuch, as usually goes in the footsteps of the Rambam in Mitzvah Tov Hei, but the Rambam also in Mishneh Torah, at least three different times in Mishneh Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah Lishmoya Koel Shofar. Once again in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, when the Rambam explains why Atokeya B'Shofar Gozul Yotzu Yedei Choy Vosoi, and the Rambam says, because the mitzvah is not actually the tkiyah, but rather the shmiyah, and therefore, ein bekoil din gezel. That is the explanation of the Rambam. Shofar agozel shetoka bayotzo, she'ein ha-mitzvah elo b'shmiyah sakoil, afal pi sheloi noga boy, ve'ein bekoil din gezel. In Prote ha-mitzvahs, at the beginning of Vilcha Shofar, once again the Rambam writes, Lishmoa kol shofar be'echod betishrei. And then, number four in Hilcha Shofar, fourth time in Hilcha Shofar, in the second Perek, Halacha Aleph, Hakol Chayovin, Lishmoa kol shofar. So besides the two basic sources, Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzer, Sefer HaMitzvos HaOruch, four times in Hilcha Shofar, that's six. Number seven, the Rambam is Tshuvas Pe'er Ador in Siman Nun Aleph. In that Tshuva, the Rambam goes to an extreme when the Rambam says that actually blowing the Shofar would be considered like building a sukkah. It is essentially only Hechsher Mitzvah, but the actual Mitzvah is Lishmoya Koil Shofar. The Chinuch goes b'yikvois Rambam and the Tur and Shulchan Aruch as well in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei. Obviously, some of the Rishonim dispute the Rambam's opinion, and the Smag Sefer Mitzvahs Godel, when he defines the mitzvah of Shofar, he writes that the mitzvah is Litkoya b'Shofar be'echod b'Tishrei. The Rosh in the fourth Perek of Masechet Rosh Hashanah in Siman Yud quotes the Rabbeinu Tam that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Nisach is Mevarchim Litkoya b'Shofar or Al Tkiyas Shofar. And many Achroinim bring in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that is the Nusach of the Brocha. Not Lishmoa Kol Shofar, but rather Al Tkiyas Shofar. So obviously we have a Machloikis and Rishonim how we define the Mitzvah of Shofar. Would the mitzvah be tkiyah or the mitzvah would be shmiyah? Most of the poskim, as we just explained, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, maintain that the mitzvah is lishmoa kol shofar. In accordance to this opinion, it is quite simple how we all are yotzei the mitzvah. Only one individual blows the shofar and hundreds of congregants, hundreds of people in every shul on a kind of mitzvah by the mere fact that they listen, that they hear a kol shofar. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the mitzvah is letkoya b'shofar, how are all the other people yotzei dechavosam? So we would have to maintain, even though it might be a chiddush, that just in the same way Chazal said, Menayin shashamei ka'oina b'kol mokoim, the basic sugya being in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, one would argue that Shomea is Ketoikeya. Even though the basic concept of Shomea Ka'ayna, as the formulation of this concept probably would prove, deals with Amiras Dvorim, with saying things that have a certain content, whether being Tefillah or Brochus or Krishma or any other Amiras Dvorim, Shel Tefillah, Shel Bakoshel, Shel Kriyas HaTorah, or anything similar. Dealing with Shofar, it is not words that we utter, but rather a coil Shofar, but nevertheless, one might argue, it is true that the concept formulated by Chazal is Shomea Ka'ayna, but the same reasoning would go Shomea Ketoikeya. Whenever we're dealing with voices, something that is audible, Shomea is considered Tkiya in the same way Hashomea Ka'ayna Bekol Mokoyim. We will deal in the coming minutes with four different sugyas. Two sugyas proving Shittas HaRambam, two others proving Shittas HaBeinu Tam. And then we will have a true dilemma. How could we have four different sugyas, all in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, two arguing that the Rambam would be right, and the other two proving the Shitt of Rabbeinu Tam, when those two Shittas are contradictions? So we will have to start building bridges and try to reconcile what seems to be a machloikis between Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. The first thing you would be Daf Chov Zayin Omid Beis. Hatorkeya L'toy Chaboyo. Hatorkeya L'toy Chaboyo. When a person blows a shofar, he is standing outside. But the end of the shofar is in a cave. And in the cave, a person would hear Kol Shofar, but standing outside that same cave, we hear somewhat of an echo, and not the original, pure Kol Shofar. So the Mishnah says that at the Kol Shofar, lo yotze yedei choyvosoi. The people who are in the cave, they are yotze, because they hear a pure Kol Shofar. However, people standing outside the cave wouldn't be yotze. And even the person that actually blows that shofar wouldn't be yotze if he is standing outside that cave. Because what he is hearing isn't an original koil shofar, it's an echo, and therefore he isn't yotze. So obviously we must maintain that the custom, the minag in their times, were to use tamani shofars, very long shofars. It is only then that we can appreciate or understand that the person standing outside the cave, that actually the voice is primarily heard inside the cave. So the question is, any other person that didn't blow that shofar, and he has to be yotze by hearing, we could understand if he doesn't hear a pure koil shofar, he cannot be yotze. But if we would maintain that the mitzvah is tkiyas shofar, why would the tkiya actually have to hear that kol shofar? Other people have to hear, because that is the only way they could be yotze, by shomeya ki tkiya. But why would the person that actually blow that shofar have to hear? If the mitzvah is tkiyas shofar, well, actually, he blew that shofar, so why would he be required to listen or to hear? So we could understand why anyone else isn't yotze de chavosei, but the person that blew that shofar, why wouldn't he be yotze? Obviously it was a kosher koil shofar, because the Gemara explains that the people that are in the cave were yotze. So, if that was a kosher koil shofar, why wouldn't the tkiya be yotze, even though he didn't hear a pure koil shofar? So this obviously would prove Shittas HaRambam. No, the mitzvah is not the tkiya. The mitzvah is l'shmoya koil shofar. So it makes no difference whether you blew the shofar or another person did. It is not the tekiah, which is actually the mitzvah, but shmiyah. And as long as you didn't hear a pure koil shofar, you are not yotzi dechavosai, regardless whether you are the one that blew the shofar or another person. So this sugya obviously would prove the shit of the Rambam, that the mitzvah is not kiya, but rather shmiya. On the other hand, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah Chof Tesom and Aleph that a person cannot be yoitz a mitzvah shofar unless he hears a tkiya from a bar chiyuva. Hashomeya mecheresh shoita v'katon lo yotze yedei chayvosoi. If the mitzvah is hearing, then in essence, one person is not mitzi others yedei chayvoson. Each and every individual is makayim the mitzvah by himself, by hearing koil shofar. So why do we have to hear from a bar chiyuva? The basic concept of a bar chiyuva is relevant. One person is mitzi acherim yedei chayvoson. If you are to be yaitza with Birchas HaMozen or Birchas HaTorah or Krishma or Tefillah or Mikra Megillah or any other mitzvah that is read by another person, if that person isn't a Bar Chiyuva, he can't be Moitzi you, because you are a Bar Chiyuva. So the person that's Moitzi Achedim has to be in the same level and the same degree of Chiyuv as they are. But if the mitzvah is the Shema Kol Shofar, then the person blowing that shofar essentially isn't moitzi anyone yedei chayvosam. Each and every individual that hears this shofar is yotze by himself. So why would it be required that the tekeya be a bar chiyuva? So this sugya lecha'ayra would prove to the contrary. This would prove shittas amirtam that the mitzvah is the tekeya. And therefore, tkiya shofar would be similar to krishma or tefillah or berachas hamazon or any other mitzvah in which the mavorech, the mashmiya, moitzi acherim yedei chayvoson, the same with tkiya shofar. Maharam ben Chaviv was a rov in Yerushalayim almost 400 years ago, one of the greatest gedolim of his time. And his most famous sforim are three sforim he wrote on Rosh Hashanah, Yume, and Sukkah. Sefer Yom Tov on Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Sefer Tosefes Yom HaKippurim on Masechet Yoma, and Kapos Tmorim is the name of his magnificent Sefer on Sukkah. He wrote other sforim as well, but those are the most famous. And in his Sefer Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes, he asks this question. He points out this obvious contradiction between two different sugyas. And the answer he offers is that actually mitzvah shofar has two facets, two different sides to the mitzvah. And a person isn't yotzi yedei chayvosai only if he also blows the shofar and hears as well. Hatkiya v'hashmiya kruchim yardu min hashomayim l'shitas Maharam ben Chaviv. And a person isn't yotzi yedei chayvosai until he has both of them. There are many mitzvahs that are composed by various different acts. A mitzvah doesn't necessarily have to be one specific ma'aseh. The mitzvah of Hakrovas Karbonos, just as an example, requires Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylocha, Zrika. And as long as all four of these acts were performed, the person isn't Yotzi Yedei Chayvosai. There's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding the mitzvah of Froshes Truma. Would a Froshes Truma and a Sinas Truma Lekoyen, Maaseh Rishon Levi, be the same mitzvah or two different mitzvahs? These are just a few examples. Sometimes a person is required to do various acts until he performs one mitzvah. So the same could be argued by Tekiya Shofar. And in accordance to the opinion of Maram ben Chaviv and Sefer Yom Teruah, Hatkiya v'Hashmiya biyachad, Shnei dinim b'tkiya shofar, and a person has to be Tekiya and Shemaya to be Yotze Yedei Chayvosai. So obviously this would be the logical conclusion when learning both of these sugyas. But the big problem is that might be a valid shitta, but it would be a third shitta. It definitely doesn't fit in either with Rabbeinu Tam or with the Rambam. Because the Rambam makes it very clear that it depends only on Shmir. And therefore, at the Kabishoi for a Gozel Yotzi Dechavosoi. If Tkiya would be required as well, and without Tkiya, a person cannot be Yotzi Dechavosoi, then why would a person be Yotzi when he's the Kabishoi for a Gozel? The wording of the Rambam makes it very, very clear. Even more so in the Tur in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Hei, when the Tur writes, Lav b'tkiya talya milsa elo b'shmiyan. And I quoted the Rambam at the beginning of this Shir in Pe'er Ador in Siman Un Aleph, when the Rambam writes that the tkiya is merely hechsha mitzvah, like the building of a sukkah. So the Maram ben Chaviv was one of the greatest achronim. He is entitled to develop his own shitta, but it definitely isn't fitting either in Shittas Rabbeinu Tam or in Shittas HaRambam. I think these two sugyas aren't really conclusive, and one could be miyash of the sig of Tekera Techabor according to Rabbeinu Tam, and it could be miyash of the shit of Bar Chiyuve according to the Rambam. How? Brochus Tesvav and the Mishnah, Tesvav and Aleph, we learn a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Akoyla kriya shema, sorach lahashmi ala oznov, o ein sorach lahashmi ala oznov. One argues sorach lahashmi ala oznov. Why? The basic source of mitzvahs kishmi is vidi bar to bum. You have to say. How do we know he has to hear? Because the pasuk says shema. Shema obviously indicates that you have to hear. The other opinion argues no. Shema means to teach, but koloshoin sha'ato shemeya. That kriya shema doesn't have to necessarily be recited in Loshon HaKodesh. It could be said in any other language. Now, I don't think there could be any machloikis regarding the basic definition, the hagdoro of mitzvahs kriya shema. Mitzvahs kriya shema is very clear. Kishma kein hi. Kriyas Hashoma. One has to read the Shema. The Pasuk says, V'dibar tu bam. Nobody would argue that the mitzvah is L'shmo HaKriya Shema. But nevertheless, we do find a stipulation, a tenai. The mitzvah might be Kriya. V'yafol piken yesh din mesuyim. That a person isn't Yotzi Dechavoser until he also hears. Even though the basic Hagdorah, the basic definition would be Kriyas HaShema, nobody will argue that the mitzvah of Krishma is not Krishma. Kriyas HaShema. But there might be a tenai. There might be an additional halacha, a stipulation that you aren't Yoitze Kriyas HaShema until you hear. So, a similar argument could be forwarded also regarding Tkiya Shofar. Even though Rabbeinu Tam maintains that the mitzvah is tkiya, and therefore the Nusach HaBrocha would be al tkiya shofar, but there might be a tenai, a stipulation, that you're not yotze until you also hear kol shofar. And therefore, al tkiya l'toichabor, v'omed machutz labor, lo yotze yedei chavosoi. Even though the basic requirement is tkiya shofar, and that is the basic hagdara, a person isn't yoitzia dechoivo until he also hears. This is an argument made by Charles Chuvis Maram Alashkar, who was one of the later Rishoyne. Going over to the other sugya, if the mitzvah is shmiya, why would we have to hear or call shofar from a bar chiyuva? The Chazanish and Semachov Tess, as well as the Moshe and Igris Moshe, argue that even though the mitzvah is Shmiya, but we have to hear a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. This is defining the Kol Shofar. It is not in just any Kol Shofar that we could be Yotze. We have to hear a Kol Shofar Shel Mitzvah. Even though the Kol Shofar might be the Cheftz of the Mitzvah, sometimes we need special kavona, special intention to define the Cheftz with which the Mitzvah is performed. Just to give a basic example, it's a Dimyan Rochoik. It's a bit of a distant example, but nevertheless it makes sense. You know, the tzitzis we wear, what is the Mitzvah? The Mitzvah is Leis Atev B'tzitzis. It is not asiyas of tzitzis that a mitzvah, but rather wearing tzitzis. But nevertheless, if the tzitzis were tied and the knots were tied without a kavona l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, those tzitzis are posel. One cannot be yoytzi yedei chavosel with those tzitzis. According to one shitta, Beis Shammai in Sukkah Naftes, if a sukkah was built without intention l'shem mitzvah sukkah, the sukkah is posel. It isn't a kosher sukkah. So it wouldn't be so surprising that if the shofar was produced by a person that isn't a bar chiyuva, maybe that wouldn't be considered a koil shofar shel mitzvah. And therefore, in the chefsa of the koil shofar, there is a requirement. It has to be a koil shofar produced by a bar chiyuva. Not because that person is moitzi acherim yedei chayvoson. Anybody that listens to the shofar is yoitzi yedei chayvoson biatzmoi. His hearing is moitzio yedei chayvoson. But there is a din in the chefs of the kol shofar that it's got to be a kol shofar shal mitzvah. And only a bar chiyuva could actually produce a kol shofar shal mitzvah. That is why I think that these two rayas aren't conclusive. I think the Rambam could get away with the sugya of Bar Chiyuva and Rabbeinu Tam could live with the sugya of Tekel HaToich HaBor. However, there are two other sugyas, and it's a wonder to me that the Maram Ben Chavuv only asked the two lesser questions. Why doesn't he point out in that same source two greater kashas? And these two kashas are much more difficult in my eyes to reconcile and be miyashuv. Because besides what we learned in Daf Chof Tes, that one has to hear Kol Shofar from a Bar Chiyuva, there is an additional aloch in that sugya. So does Kavonas Shomeya v'mashmiya. The Shomeya has to be mechaven to be yoitzi yedei chevosoi. And that is natural, because mitzvah sichas kavona. But the mashmiya also has to have kavona, intention to be moitzi es ha-shomeya yedei chayvosoi. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, this halacha is very simple. Any time we use the halacha, the concept of shomeya kohen tzarich kavoras shomeya vekavoras mashmiya. But according to the Rambam, this halacha is not based on shomeya kohen. So that the koil shofar be a koil shofar shal mitzvah, it probably should be sufficient if the tekeya is a bar chiyuva. Why do we need that the tekeya be mechaven lehoitzi acherim yedei chayvoson when actually he is not moitzi acherim yedei chayvoson? In essence, I think this sugya would pose a much greater problem according to the Rambam. So the Moshe in his tshuva, and I think the Chazon Ish as well, argue that the Kol Shofar wouldn't be considered the Kol Shofar Shal Mitzvah legabei HaShomeya elo al yedei kavonas HaMashmiya. This is a svara that to me is too far-fetched, too extreme. I don't understand this concept at all, that it wouldn't be considered a kol shofar shel mitzvah legabei hashomea. I think if the kol shofar is a kol shofar mitzvah, it's a kol shofar mitzvah legabei kol echod v'yechod. How would we make such a dachistic nuance? To me, it is unacceptable. One of the greatest gedolim in the past 100 years was the Chelkas Yoyev. The Chelkas Yoyev was the Talmud of the Avnei Ezer. And he was one of the greatest gedolim in Poland. And even though he's a big amken and a tremendous bookie, he never freed himself from the touch of pilpul that was very, very characteristic of Polish gedolim. And in one of his shuvis, he deals with this question and he writes, because the Pasuk says, Yoim Truoyia Lochem, there's a din of Lochem by Shofar, and in order it should be Lochem, we need Kavonash Mashmiya. Just like there's a din of Lochem by Dalad Minim, so by Koil Shofar we're not dealing with Bailes. There is no ownership in Koil Shofar. There is no bailes in Kol Shofar, but the Kol Shofar wouldn't be considered during Truoyia Lochem unless there's Kavonash Mashmiya. Well, this is a very cute idea, very nice, it always brings a smile to our face, but it doesn't seem to be pshat. Nowhere do we find that there's a din of lochem by kol shofar. Only Chazal interpret what the pasuk means. I always tell my talmidim, we don't know how to learn Torah, Nevi'im, V'Ksuvim. We try to understand the way Chazal interpret Torah, Nevi'im, V'Ksuvim. So obviously, Yom Teruah Yilochem speaks about the day and not the shofar. There is no din of lochem by shofar. If there would be a din of lochem by shofar, I don't think it would be tolui in kavonas mashmiya. So this sugya seems to be a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. If the mitzvah shmiya, why would we need kavonas mashmiya? But there's another sugya which quite clearly proves the shit of the Rambam, and I don't know how Rabbeinu Tam would learn this sugya. In Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes we learn Hashomea Koil Shofar Mechotzi Yeved Chotzi Ben Choyrin Lo Yotzi Dechavosoi. Because an Eved is Chayev Mitzvahs Keisho. So obviously this Kol Shofar is Chetzi Chiyuv Chetzi Ptur. Because the person that blew the Shofar is Chotzi Yeved Chotzi Ben Choyrin. So the Koil Shofar that we hear is a combination of Chiyuv and Ptur. And that is why it is not sufficient to be Moitzi Yedei Chayvosoi. The Gemara goes on to say, even a Chotzi Yeved Chotzi Ben Choyrin cannot be Moitzi himself. He cannot be Moitzi himself because 50% of him has to hear a Kol Shofar, but the Kol Shofar he is hearing is not pure. It's only half of a Kol Shofar. So a Chotzi Yeved Chotzi Ben Choyrin has to hear a Kol Shofar from a Bar Chiyuv. I have a very basic question. Why do we find this aloha only once in Shas? Once in the entire Shas dealing with Tkiya Shofar Bilvad. There are many mitzvahs in which Anoshim Chayovim Vimnoshim Pturois. Chotzi Yevet, Chotzi Ben Choyrin should have a problem with each and every one of these mitzvahs. How does he mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav? Everything he does is Chotzi Avdes, Chotzi Cheros. How do we ask a Chotzi Yevet, Chotzi Ben Choyrin to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah? Noshim are potem in a sukkah. So Tzad Avdes is potem in a sukkah. Tzad Cheros is chayiv. So what is a Chotzi Yevet, Chotzi Ben Choyrin supposed to do with Lulav and Sukkah? So one could argue, Lulav and Sukkah, well, what can he do? Another person can be Moitzi Mi with Lulav and Sukkah. So you know, that's the maximum we could expect of him. Mashi Enkent Kiyah Shofar, you could listen in from a Bar Chiyuv. The Levush actually deals with this question in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Tes, because the din of Chotzi Yevet, Chotzi Ben Choyrin is brought in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Tes. And the Levush differentiates between a mitzvah like Shofar and Lulav and a mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. Because Shofar and Lulav is a mitzias. What is the mitzvah of, not Shofar and Lulav, but rather Sukkah and Lulav? A person has to sit in the Sukkah. When a Chotzi Yevet, Chotzi Ben Choyrin sits in the Sukkah, it is not that 50% has to be Moitzi the other 50%. His entire being, whatever he's got, the Metzias is in the Sukkah. So, whatever part of him has to be in the Sukkah is in the Sukkah. Maybe the same would be regarding the mitzvah of Lulav, even though Lulav seems to be a Maisa and not just a fact or a Metzias. But I think when a person has something in his hand, we won't say, you know, 50% is Avdus, 50% is Cheres. Nevertheless, you know, it's a certain Metzias. The object is in his hand. So he is Mekayim the mitzvah of Velokachtem Lochem. But when we're dealing with a Dibur, that might be different. Because the Dibur is a certain Koyach. It's not a Metzias. You know, it's something that he has to say. So the coil that he produces is a taroivis of chiyuv and ptur, of avdus and cheres. But my question is still relevant, and I'm surprised that the Levush asks and deals only with lulav and sukkah. How about berchas amazon? Birchas Hamazon is a boyadol yifshita brochas daf chof, whether Noshe Mar Chayev Birchas Hamazon men a Torah or not. How about Tzvirus Uwaira? Anoshim Chayovim, Noshim Pturois, is a mitzvah saseish asman groma. How about Kriyas Shema? Mitzvah saseish asman groma, Noshim Pturois, Anoshim Chayovim. So what is a Chotzi Yevet, Chotzi Mechoyden supposed to do with Tzvirus Uwaira, Birchas Hamazon, Kriyas Shema? These three mitzvahs seem to be similar to Tkiyah Shofar. It's not a mitzvah that is in the sukkah. What's the difference between Kol Shofar and the human voice that a person is producing? So why don't we find this same halacha in Hilchas Kriyas Shema, in Siman Tov Pei Tes Legabe Svidas Uweimer, and once again Legabe, what was the third example we brought? Birchas Hamazon. Well, all these halachas, Krishma, Berchus Hamazon, and Svirus Uwaira, come before Tkiyas Shofar. Tkiyas Shofar is Tov Kuf Pei Hei. So why don't we find these various halachas in other sources, in Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, and basically in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And therefore, I do not accept what the Minchas Chinuch argues in Mitzvah Tov Reish Hei. The Minchas Chinuch in all three of the above mentioned mitzvahs says Chotzi Evet, Chotzi Ben Choyden has to hear from another party. The fact that we don't find this halacha anywhere, Gemara, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, only about Kiyas Shofar is Kemeya Eidim. It's a specific halacha relevant only by the Kiyas Shofar. What would be the difference? I think the explanation is a very simple one. And I want to give a mushal. The mushal might be a bit amusing, but I think it proves the point and it serves the purpose. Person walks into shul one day in the morning, the first day of Sukkot, with a very interesting lulav. Miniature. 10 centimeters. Very short lulav. Somebody walks over, you know, I don't want to be insulting, but, you know, this lulav isn't kosher because we need a lulav of 40 centimeters. You know, it needs dalet fochim. This is too short. So he says, well, before you give me musar, maybe you should ask what my cheshbon is. I'm not as dumb as you think I am. You need dalet fochim, but I'm a chotzievet chotzim en choyren, so two tfochim is enough for me, you know. I'm only 50%. So if you need dalet tvochim, I'm a chotzievet chotzim echoyrin. So two tvochim would be sufficient for me. Well, I see many of you smiling or laughing. Why? Why isn't that a valid argument? Because the fact that you only have 50% of the chiyuv is one thing, but the lulav has to be a kosher lulav. Chotzievet chotzim echoyrin, would he sit in a sukkah which mechitzas aren't a sort of tfochem, but rather chamishu tfochem? I mean, the cheftza has to be a kosher cheftza. Your chiyuv is only 50%, but the cheftza's got to be a kosher cheftza. Koil ha-shoifer is the cheftza. And that's why the koil shoifer that a chotzi yeved, chotzi ben choyen hears, has to be a kosher koil shoifer. Because the Rambam, as I quoted from Peradol, the tkiya is like building the sukkah. The koil shofar is a chefse, the mitzvah. But the actual mitzvah is the shmiya, not the tkiya. A person has to hear a koil shofar. The koil shofar and mitzvah shofar is like the lulav, like the esrog, like the sukkah in which he has to sit. He has to grasp a lulav, he has to sit in sukkah, he has to hear a koil shofar. So the kol shofar he hears has to be a proper kol shofar. But regarding Kriya Shema, or Birchas Hamazon, or Svidas Uwaima, or in my opinion, lulav and sukkah, the actual performance of the mitzvah is always only half. Kichiyuvoi, kach kiyumoi. The Torah doesn't demand from a chotzi yevet chotzi mechoren more than he can give. If he is a chotzi yevet chotzi mechoren, then it is sufficient for him Kriya Shema or Svirus Uwaira or any other mitzvah of a Chotzi Yevet Chotzi Ben Choyren. The basic argument is Ki Chiyuvoi Kach Kiyumoi. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo Betchunya. That's his mitzvah, that's his performance, that's all he has to give. Shofar being the only exception. Because by Shofar the mitzvah is not the Tkiyah. different than Svina. So why am I Kriya Shaman Berchas Amazon? The mitzvah is Leshma Kol Shofar, and therefore the Kol Shofar that he has to hear has to be a proper and a whole total Kol Shofar of Chiyuv. That is why I say that this sugya proves Shittas HaRambam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we are left with our kash. So that is exactly what my conclusion is. So this sugya proves Shittas HaRambam. So we have one sugya which proves Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, not Bar Chiyuva, but rather Kavona Shmashmiya. This sugya proving the Shitta of the Rambam. So do I have a mahalach to reconcile these two shittas? I think so. And I would say that in Shofar, as in several other mitzvahs, the Mahusa mitzvah is the Shmiyah, but the Maisa mitzvah is the Tkiyah. In a way, the Rambam is right by saying Tkiyah Shofar is like Sukkah, Binyan HaSukkah, but it's different. Because Binyan HaSukkah is not always essential to having a Sukkah. Binyan HaSukkah is never a Hechsher that's B'shais Kiyum HaMitzvah. But when a Hechsher Mitzvah can never be detached from the actual performance of the Mitzvah, it is always in the same instant. We can't blow a Shofar and freeze the Kol Shofar and then defreeze it at another time. That is the nature of audio. That is the nature of our hearing. That is the nature of any voice, which is vibrations. And therefore, Tkiya Shofar v'shmias Kol Shofar kluchim yardu an hashamayim. And when a Hechsher mitzvah is a Hechsher be'etzem, and it is always a Hechsher that comes b'shas kiyum mitzvah, the Hechsher becomes what we would define as ma'aseh ha-mitzvah. Ma'aseh mitzvah v'mahusa mitzvah might be two different things. But Tkiyas HaShofar, even in accordance to the Shitta of the Rambam, would be considered and defined as a Masa Mitzvah. And therefore, it is as if, the Mitzvah would be Tik'u B'Shofar Kedei Shetishma'u. The essence and the Mahusa Mitzvah would be Shmiyah. But Tkiyah Shofar is different than a Hechsher She'einenu Chiyuni Ve'einenu Miyadi. I understand that all the boys sitting by this shir, even though you're more comfortable and familiar with English, but there are some Agdoras which I cannot say in any other language but Loshon Kodesh. Ani chushev she'Hechsher she'hu Chiyuni Ve'miyadi Hofech liyot Maisa Mitzvah. Lo rak Hechsher acher. Binyan HaSukkah איננו חיוני. לפעמים יש סוכה בלי שבנינו אותו. הוא איננו מיידי. One could build a sukkah a month before Yom Tov, and then b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah, he has long forgotten that he is the one that built the sukkah. כל הכשר מצווה שהוא מיידי וחיוני, אלה שני מאפיינים שהופכים את ההכשר להיות מעין מעשה המצווה. And therefore, each and every individual has to literally blow the shofar in order to hear. The essence of the mitzvah is shmias kol shofar. But the oifen ha-kiyum is titku'u kidei shetishma'u. So we do need the concept of shamaya ka'oina. It should be considered by each and every individual as if he blew the shofar. But the essence of the mitzvah is shmiyah. And that is why Shofar HaGozel doesn't passel. And that is why, according to the Shitta of the Rambam, the bracha would be lishmoya. And I would go to extreme to argue with that there is no Yesoidus that a machloikis between Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rather, the machloikis is in Dina Bruchis, not in Dina Yishoifo. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Bruchis should be based on Oifen Kiyum HaMitzvah, Maisa HaMitzvah, Lav Dafkan Mahus HaMitzvah. The Rambam maintains that the formulation of the Bruchis should be based on the Mahus, on the essence of the Mitzvah, and not on the way we are to perform it, not on the Maisa HaMitzvah. But the only way I could reconcile and be miyashiv the various sugyas we dealt with today is arguing that Shofar has the Mahus and the Maisa. Mahus HaMitzvah v'ikaro is l'shmoa kol Shofar. But Kiyas Shofar is beyond what we usually define as a Heksha Mitzvah. In essence, it is not more than Heksha, as the Rambam writes in Shuvas Pe'er Adar. But any Heksha that is Miyadi v'chiyuni, yesh lo din shel Maisa Mitzvah. So, the best definition I could use is, as if the Torah said, Titku'u kedei shetishmu. So what is the Yikar Mitzvah of Shofar, Ki or Shmiya? We argue today that the Yikar is Shmiya. In Chazal we find two different Tamim for Tki Shofar. One is that Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Tiku Lefonai B'Shofar Shel Ayel, V'Ani Eskor Lechem, Eloi Shel Yitzchok Ben Avrom, V'Ma'ale Ani Alechem, Ki'ilu Akadetem Et Atzmechem. This is a wonderful zgula of Tki Shofar. Rosh Hashanah is such a fateful day, such an awesome day. Each and every Yid is Oymed LeMishpot. And we try to do our best, our utmost, to be Zoichet Urachamei Shemayim. The greatest zgula is the gift that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. Tikolofona B'Shofar Shel Ayel. Kedei she'ezkor lechem Eloi shel Yitzchok ben Avrom v'ma'ale ani alechem ki'ilu akadetem es atzmechem. So in this ma'amar it is stressed, emphasized, tiku lefonai b'shofar shel ayel. It is only when we blow the shofar that the Kodesh Baruch Hu says mala ani alechem ki'ilu akadetem es atzmechem. But Ki Shofar also has another reasoning, another time. And that is the Rambam of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Afal pi shet ki yeshoifu b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiros hakosef remez yesh bo. Kelaymar, uru yesheinu mishinaschem nirdamim akitzu metardemaschem. Chipsu b'maseichem, zichru boreichem v'chizru b'tshuva. Eile hashokachim et ha'amet behevle hazman v'shogim kol shnatam behevel v'rika shelo yo'il v'lo yatzil. Habitu lenafshi seichem. היטיבו דרכיכם ומעלליכם ויעזוב כל אחד מכם את דרכו הרעה את מחשבתו אשר לא טובה. Every time we hear a kol shofar, it is not enough to hear. We have to listen. We have to listen and we have to hear the bas koil of the Rambam. Uru yishani mishinatchem nirdamim akitzu et ardamas. So I have a feeling that Mitzvah Shofar is a combination of Tkiya and Shemiya. We have to be Tekaya in order that Kodesh Baruch Hu should hear. That is for the Zgula. I will listen to your Shofar. V'mala ani aleichem kilu akadetem et atzmechem. But we have to listen to the Shofar. And that's the Ikar. That's more important. Uru yisheni mishanatchem v'nirdamim akitzum et ardamasu. So in the Pnimius of this Mitzvah, we also find that Tkiya and Shemiyah both are important. That Tkiya is important as a Zgula. Tiku lefonai b'shofar shel ayel, kedei she'ezkor lechem Eloi shel Yitzchok ben Avrom. The Shemiyah is important. And that is the Ikar. That is most important. We have to hear, we have to listen. We have to listen to the awakening call. Uri Yishenem Shinaschem Vinerdomim Hakitsu Metar Damaschem. So the Iker Mitzvah is Shmiya. But Kiya is important as well. I want to end the shiur with a bracha, because probably we're not going to see each other before Yom Tov. A bracha and a vertel. It's not pshat, but I like this vertel. It occurred to me many years ago. We say Tiko b'choy de shoifo b'kesel yoyim chageinu ki choyk li Yisraeli mishpot le'elokei Yaakov. Eskiya shoifo choyko ha-mishpot. I assume you all know the difference between chukim and mishpotim. Rashi emphasizes this many times, Rashi al Torah. Chukim are those mitzvahs which we do not understand, we cannot comprehend. Like poradume, shatnez, many other mitzvahs which we don't understand the reasoning. Mishpotim are those mitzvahs that are so logical that everyone could understand and appreciate. That is the basic difference between chukim and mishpotim. So what is shoifa? Ki choyk li Yisrael mishpot le'elokai Yaakov. So I say, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah and say, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Actually, there are two tamim, two reasons for Tkiya Shoifa. One is something we have to take to heart. Uri Yishen HaMishen Aslam. The other tam is actually for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take to heart. You promised. Take a telephone of a shoy v'shalayel, v'ani eskol lachem eile shol Yitzchak. We plead with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even if Tkiya Shoifa was choyk li Yisroel, we perform the mitzvah as if it's a choyk. You know, we just blew and blew and blew without even thinking about it, without internalizing, without being Mekayim Uri Yishen HaMishen Aslem. But we still hope that you will be Mekayim Shoifa as a mishpot, not as a choyk. So we say, even if the Shoifa was choyk li Yisroel, we very much hope it still will be mishpot le'elokei Yaakov. We neglected our time. We weren't mekayem uri yishen mishen aslem, but we pray to you that you don't neglect your time, and it still should be mishpot le'elokei Yaakov. Tiku lafona b'shoifu shalayel, v'ani yeskor lachem eloi shel Yitzchok ben Avrohom, v'mala ani aleichem ke'ilu akadatem et atzmachem. We should all have ksiva v'chasim et toivav. All our tefillah should be neskaba l'rachamim u'l'rotzoim. And when we blow the shoifu on Rosh Hashanah by Malchias, Zechroi noi shoifroi, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, says, tamlachuni aleichem, al manat she'ale zechronchem lefanai leratzon al yedei shofar. We should all have, together with Kol Beis Yisrael, Ksiva v'chasim et Toiva, you should have a great year of Talmud Torah, of Godless B'Toira, and we should all together we be zoiche to Ashnas Ge'ula v'Yeshua b'Meiro v'Yomeinu.